Now is he come unto the chamber door that shuts him from the heaven of his thought, which with a yielding latch, and with no more, hath barred him from the blessed thing he sought. So from himself impiety hath wrought, that for his prey to pray he doth begin, as if the heaven should countenance his sin. But in the midst of his unfruitful prayer, having solicited the eternal power, that his foul thoughts might compass his fair, fair, and they would stand auspicious to the hour, even there he starts.
I must deflower. The powers to whom I pray abhor this fact. How can they then assist me in the act? Then love and fortune be my gods, my guide. My will is backed with resolution. Thoughts are but dreams till their effects be tried. The blackest sin is cleared with absolution. Against love's fire, fear's frost hath dissolution. The eye of heaven is out, and misty night covers the shame that follows sweet delight.
This said, his guilty hand plucked up the latch,
and with his knee the door he opens wide.
The dove sleeps fast that this night owl will catch.
Thus treason works ere traitors be espied.
Who sees the lurking serpent steps aside.
But she, sound sleeping, fearing no such thing,
lies at the mercy of his mortal sting.